Hubby called this morning and asked me to cancel our vacation to the Bahamas because a merger between his company and a publicly traded organization had finally come to fruition. Just because he needed to be around for the next few weeks didn't mean that I couldn't go. I had grown weary of Michael canceling our vacation plans at the last minute. What use was having a lot of money if we couldn't spend it? Now that Chloe had graduated from varsity and had moved out of the house, I no longer had to worry about looking after her. It's not like the empty house would miss me if I went away for a few days. After buying a few outfits, I went to have a Brazilian. Who knew what could happen? So I had to be prepared. I sent Michael a message to let him know I was on the way to the airport. I knew that I would be in the Bahamas by the time he read it. As I got out of the plane, I looked at the scorching sun and sky, absent of a single cloud. The warm weather put smiles on people's faces and made me feel that I was going to enjoy my time on this magical island. I sent my compliments to the chef during lunch, as the lobster and the caviar were divine. At the pool, I sipped on a Long Island and admired the young, gorgeous men. Michael had developed a dad bod 10 years ago, and I miss running my hands over his chiseled abdomen. He now had a sack stuffed with all the steaks, seafood, and dessert he gorged. I tilted my sunglasses down slightly and lowered my chin to get a clear look at the specimen walking from the bar. He smiled, noticing my smile and eyes on him. I pressed the bridge of my nose to raise the glasses back to my eyes as he walked past, looking at me. "How's the tanning going?" he asked. A stupid question, if you really think about it. But his six-pack abs and dashing face made me give him another chance. "Fine. Just fine." I smiled. He stopped in front of my beach chair and looked at me for several seconds. Had it been some average-looking guy, his stare would have creeped me out. But I was flattered that a handsome stranger admired me. "Looks like you work out," he said. "I do. 4 times a week. A girl's gotta keep her figure." "I wouldn't call you a girl. You're a proper woman, with curves in the right places and a good attitude. That's something most girls lack." My smile broadened as he improved his flattery. "Thank you. May I sit?" he asked, gesturing at the edge of the chair. I bent my knees, moving my feet back. He sat on the edge and extended his arm, then said, "Chad. Nice to meet you, Chad. I'm Anne. To a fantastic vacation." I raised my drink, and our glasses clinked. "Who you're here with?" asked Chad. "Myself." Lines formed on his forehead. "Oh. Something wrong with that?" "No. Not at all. I'm just surprised that someone as lovely as you would be alone." I smiled again, impressed at the improvement in his charm. He started off rough, but he had become as smooth as butter. After we spoke for several minutes, Chad asked me to join him at an upmarket restaurant for dinner. I couldn't refuse food with a lovely young man. The dinner and the conversation were lovely. I really enjoyed Chad's company, not only because he had taken a liking for me and was gorgeous, but he was an interesting person I would like to get to know better. He surprised me when he asked me, "Have you been to the party?" He gestured air quotes. I frowned. "What party?" "The party. A friend of mine hosts a naughty party annually on the island. It's one of the reasons many tourists come." "When you say naughty party, what do you mean?" "A group of grown adults get together for an evening of wining and dining, followed by everyone going to the rooms available to have some fun. It's usually held at a mansion, and everything is upmarket." My eyes narrowed. "Is that so?" "Yes. Every year, the theme is different. This year, they're going with group fun." "What's that about?" A gangbang. One woman with three or more guys. I smiled. Interesting. Would you like to join me? I looked at him for a few seconds, my lips slightly curled. And the other guys? Young professionals. Good-looking guys eager to satisfy a woman and be satisfied. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued. I mean, I am on vacation, after all. It's not like Michael will ever find out, and how often does a girl get a chance to be banged by three hot, young guys? I lowered my gaze to the table, then looked back at him. I suppose it doesn't hurt to take a look. Open-minded, I like that. The following night when we arrived at the mansion, I was pleasantly surprised that Chad was telling the truth. I hoped he wasn't lying about the other studs. We took a tour of the mansion while sipping on champagne. At the pool, Chad introduced me to Erwin and Tyrone, who looked like he had a BBC. If I had to rank them in looks, I'd say that Chad was the hottest, followed by Tyrone and then Erwin. He was okay, but he would have to do because I wanted a dick in each of my three holes. I looked around and saw the ratio of men to women, 5-1. I saw several women, accompanied by a group of men, make their way upstairs. "Shall we?" asked Chad. I knew he meant that we should go upstairs. I smiled and nodded. In the bedroom, I stood with my legs wide apart. Chad licked my pussy while Erwin and Tyrone each sucked my nipple. He was doing a great job downstairs while the two guys definitely had experience sucking tits. A few minutes later, Tyrone got behind me and licked my anus. His big, wet tongue made me close my eyes and moan. Erwin fondled my right tit and sucked the left one while Chad fingered me and licked my clitoris. I imagined how it felt to have all three guys inside of me. I couldn't wait. They surrounded me as I got on my knees. Tyrone stood right in front of me, so I whipped out his dick first and sucked it while unzipping Chad's pants and rubbing Erwin's crotch. Although I usually multitask well, it took me a few minutes to unzip Chad's pants. I felt Erwin get harder. Then, I sucked Chad and unzipped Erwin's pants. Tyrone was stroking his meat and watching me. He gritted his teeth, showing me his eagerness to penetrate me hard. I sucked off Erwin, then did a last round of a quick suck of Tyrone's dick, then Chad and Erwin last. Chad lay on the bed with his feet touching the floor, and I sat on top of him. Tyrone stood in front of the bed and behind me, shoving his big, black cock into my ass. Erwin stood over Chad's chest, his dick in front of my mouth. I gurgled as Erwin shoved his dick into my throat. Chad grabbed my waist and penetrated my pussy with quick, rapid thrusts. Tyrone's big dick tore up my ass as he banged me hard from behind. Tears pooled in my eyes, and my face flushed. I really was getting it hard in all three of my holes. My mouth filled up with saliva, and I closed my eyes. Erwin pulled his dick out of my mouth and tapped it on my lips. I screamed as Tyrone dipped his dick deeper into my ass. Chad was drilling my pussy hard. Sweat beads formed on my forehead. I pressed my hands on Chad's chest, bouncing on his dick. Tyrone smacked my ass a few times. A few minutes later, he pulled his dick out of my ass. And then Erwin got off the bed and stood in front of it. I turned my ass to him while on my hands and knees. Chad remained lying on the bed, and I lowered my head to his dick and sucked it as my ass perked up for Erwin. He banged me doggy style, and I felt Tyrone standing on the bed next to me. He stuck his finger into my ass, and he fingered me. While sucking Chad off, I paused a few times to emit loud groans as Erwin's thrusting and Tyrone's fingering pleasured me. Chad brushed the hair draping over my eyes away with his hand as I licked his balls. Tyrone smacked my ass a few times. I knew he liked my ass, and I wanted to feel him behind him, penetrating my pussy. Sometime later, Chad and Tyrone got off the bed. I remained in the doggy-style position, and the three of them were behind me and standing in front of the bed. They took turns banging me from behind. First was Tyrone. He shoved his big dick inside my pussy, grabbed my shoulders and thrust hard and fast. I bowed my head and closed my eyes, then screamed. Tyrone pulled his dick out a few minutes later, and then someone else entered me. A third dick entered me a few minutes later. Erwin lay next to me, his head touching the headboard. Chad lay in front of him, his head near the edge of the bed. Their dicks were almost touching because they were so close together. As I lowered my ass onto Erwin's dick, Chad shoved his dick into my ass. Both of them banged me for a few minutes while Tyrone took pictures of us. I got off them and lay on the bed to catch my breath. Tyrone clutched my thighs and pulled me towards the edge of the bed. I lay on my back as he stood in front of me and shoved his dick into my pussy. Chad and Erwin got on their knees on the bed, close to my head. They took turns dipping their dicks into my mouth while Tyrone banged me. A few minutes later, Tyrone said, "I'm gonna come." I leapt off the bed, and the two guys followed me. I kneeled on the floor, and the three guys surrounded me, stroking their dicks. As I opened my mouth and stuck out my tongue, Tyrone's cum splattered on my face and into my mouth. The other two guys came shortly after him. Chad's cum sprayed on my forehead and eyes, so I closed them. Erwin came into my mouth, and I swallowed. They thanked me for the encounter and said that they would wait for me in the lounge. I used the bathroom in the bedroom to take a shower. Later, I stepped out of the bathroom, a white towel wrapped around my body. "Erwin, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be downstairs. Was hoping you and I could talk alone." I frowned, wondering what this whole thing was about. He was giving off very creepy vibes, looking nervous. "Okay," I said hesitantly. "You're a very beautiful woman, Anne. I know I just shared you with two other guys, but something about you makes me feel a certain way I've never felt about any woman." My heartbeat sped up. I wasn't flattered. I was nervous. It's possible that his nervous energy was contagious. But whatever it was, I didn't like the way he made me feel. "Look, Erwin. That's kind of you to say, but I'm a married woman." "You are?" "Yes, I did this for fun. Now I'm going back home to my husband and to see my daughter. You're a young man. Go for someone your own age. Trust me. I'm giving you good advice. But I thought you and I shared a special connection." I frowned again and looked at him for several seconds, confused. What on earth gave him that impression? "Erwin, I'm going to go now. It was nice to meet you. Have fun for the remainder of your stay on the island." I smiled and then left the room. The following day, I got on a plane and flew back to Dallas. 2 days later, my doorbell rang. I thought that was strange. I couldn't recall the last time my doorbell rang during the day. Usually, our guests visited us for dinner. But I wasn't expecting anyone. I opened the door, and my lips parted. "Erwin. What are you doing here?" "Hi, Anne." His nervous smile gave me the creeps, even more than in the bedroom in the Bahamas. I looked over his shoulder to see if anyone was with him. "What are you doing here? How did you find me?" "I was hoping we could talk." "Okay, we're talking. How did you find me?" "Don't be upset. Chad told me the hotel you were staying at, so I followed you to the airport and bought a ticket for the same flight." My forehead wrinkled. "You followed me from the Bahamas. He lowered his gaze to the ground for a few seconds, looking slightly embarrassed, then looked at me and nodded. "Can I come inside so we can talk?" "No, that's not a good idea. Look, Erwin. I told you that I'm married, and I have a daughter. I'm not interested in anyone but my husband. Please, leave. But I really need to talk to you. You're such a special woman, Anne. I've got strong feelings for you. Erwin, please." He looked sad. I closed the door, feeling the need to send him a strong message that I wasn't interested. The following day, I received a text. It was an unknown number. "I really need to see you, Anne. I can't stop thinking about you." Oh, God. I knew it was Erwin. But how the hell did he get my number? I closed my eyes, realizing that Chad must have given it to him. I sighed. Should never have gone to that stupid party. I never knew that one night of fun could result in a psycho showing up on my door. I didn't reply. Another message came through 10 minutes later. "I'm coming over today. We have to talk." I closed my eyes and shook my head. I didn't want to respond, but I had to tell him to get lost. "My husband will be home soon. Don't come over." About 20 minutes later, my doorbell rang. I closed my eyes and sighed. Oh, please, God. Don't let it be who I think it is. I opened the door and then tightened my lips, staring at Erwin. "I told you not to come. Had to see you, Anne. I can't stop thinking about you. I figured something more brought him here than attraction for me. What's going on with you, Erwin?" "Nothing. I just loved spending time with you, Anne. You remind me so much of my late mother." I closed my eyes briefly, thinking, "Oh, God. Some guy with mommy issues is on my doorstep trying to live vicariously through me to feel close to his mother." "The night we spent together was amazing," he said. "You look so much like her, Anne." "We didn't spend the night together. Two other guys were there, and it's over." "Let it go," I said and swung the door to shut it. Erwin pressed his hand on the door, preventing me from shutting it. I pulled the ajar door back. "What are you doing?" "And I need to be with you again. Please." "Not going to happen, Erwin. Please, leave. Just one more night, Anne. I need you so badly. Get lost." His nervous look turned into a glare. I saw that had upset him. "If you don't spend the night with me, I'll tell your husband about the Bahamas. He's not going to believe you. I'll deny the whole thing and make you look like the complete lunatic you are." His cheeks puffed and then deflated as he blew out a long breath. "Don't call me a lunatic," he said sternly. "Have you forgotten that I've got pictures of that night, Anne? I recall Tyrone taking pictures of us. Damn him." "Don't do this," I said. "Just one night, Anne, and I'll go away." "How do I know that you'll keep your word?" "You'll just have to trust me." "I'll think about it," I said and then closed the door. For the remainder of the day and the entire following day, all I could think about was Erwin and his proposal. That was the last thing I wanted to do, but there was no way Michael could find out about my gangbang. It would not surprise me if Erwin posted the pictures online if I didn't do what he asked. There was no way I could deal with Chloe finding out that her mother cheated on her father and ruined their marriage. She would be so embarrassed after her friends found out that her mother is a slut and a homewrecker. I couldn't do that to my precious Chloe. I called Erwin the following day and told him to meet me at a hotel. Tremendous fury had built up inside of me as I drove to the hotel. I was absolutely livid and wanted to tell Erwin about what I thought of him. He disgusted me, but I had to suppress my urges for the sake of my family. At the hotel, I lay on the bed and let him have his way with me. He must have noticed that I wasn't turned on in the slightest, but I doubted that he cared. He thanked me after the sex, and I walked out without even looking at him. 3 days later, my phone rang. I stared at the number for several seconds before answering. Yes. And, it's Erwin. I know. What do you want? I need to see you again. No, not going to happen. We had a deal. You said only once. I stuck to my end of the deal and so should you. I promise. This will be the last time. You're lying, just like the last time that you lied. Just one more time. I promise. No, it's over. Get lost. I hung up. He called immediately, but I didn't answer. A message followed. My bottom lip lowered as I looked at the pictures of me in bed with him and Chad. I knew he would come to the house and show Michael the pictures. I sent him a message. Fine. You win. One more night, and that's it. I sent him the address of a cottage out of town. The sicko replied with a smiley face. The cottage was tucked away in a forest. Michael took me there before I got pregnant with Chloe. We spent the whole weekend having sex. I screamed my lungs out, and nobody heard us because the next cottage was far away. I loved that it was a secluded spot. At the cottage, I offered Erwin a massage. He smiled and gladly agreed. He lay on the bed, his face buried in the pillow. I pulled a gun out of my purse, pressed it against the back of his head and fired a shot. That was the only real solution. I knew that he was never going to go away, and I didn't want the bastard to touch me ever again. I spent the rest of the day digging a hole close to the cabin and then dragged his body into it.